Hola, hola, and welcome back to Vos Memos. In this special episode, I'll be checking in after each day of a new survival Minecraft world to talk about facing my fears. Fears of rejection, fears of failure, and fears of the Minecraft caves. By the end of this episode, I'll have conquered my fear of the Minecraft caves and hopefully shared some helpful anecdotes for you to face your fears. So grab your favorite snack or drink and get cozy. And let's play Minecraft. Alrighty, so you can see I've already completed day one, and my top priorities were getting pumpkins, raw chicken, and not enough wool to make a bed. I've been wanting to play Minecraft for a couple weeks now, and then I finally was just like, let me make it a podcast episode, because then I'll actually play. And maybe we can tie it into some helpful things for you. So, day one, didn't get a lot of stuff done, but that is fine. Even though I didn't get much done on the first day in the survival world, that kind of reflects back to taking things one step at a time, not rushing. And I think that's part of the reason we crave like Minecraft nostalgia is like, remembering those days when we were kids and we didn't have to like work so much and hustle and bustle. Like it was just easier back then, and that's part of the nostalgia. Day one, didn't get a lot done, but that's fine. I'm taking it one step at a time, and that's kind of how I want to break down this podcast episode, is one step at a time, one facing fear at a time. All right, now before I get into the first fear of rejection, I want to give a quick recap on where I'm at in the Minecraft world. I am already a few days in Minecraft time. And what's happened since, like, I know it's been a few seconds on the podcast, but it's been a couple hours of gameplay time. And I found a place to build my base. It's at the top of a mountain in a cherry tree biome. I didn't even know those existed until I logged on, because the last time I logged on to Minecraft, those did not exist. Or at least I didn't adventure far enough to find one. So I felt super lucky. It's very cute. It's got little bumblebees flying around. I need to look up how to tame those. I forgot. I'm really excited to build my base. I still have not ventured into a cave. I am procrastinating it. But I do need iron and to get more resources. So cave is next after I build the base, because if I die, I'll respawn in my cozy cottage and it will basically have all been a bad dream, right? And I think like, and I'll talk about this more later when we really like dissect my fear of the Minecraft caves. I think it's just like a fear of failure. If you die in the cave, like you lose all your stuff, you lose all your progress, and I don't want that to happen, so I just avoid it. And then in another way, that's also very similar to the fear I want to talk about first, like fear of rejection. The cave is rejecting me. I don't know. But yeah, so fear of rejection. I recently had to negotiate a salary, and I've had to do this already a couple times in my very short career. I think it's a normal part of the job process, the search, the hiring. There is just the negotiating, and it's always scary every time. A lot of thoughts like, what if they rescind the offer? Like, what if they say no? They probably won't rescind the offer for trying to negotiate. Like, that's kind of an expected part of the process, so that's just an irrational fear. If we covered irrational fears in this podcast episode, it would go on forever. But like the real fear, the fear of them saying no, this has happened to me twice in my career. They have said no to my negotiating. They either said, there's no way, like our range is way smaller than what you're asking for. Or another time they were just like, this is a firm offer, take it or leave it. I've never even heard of a firm offer, honestly. Oh my God, Bobby is being so cute. The behind the scenes of the podcast that you can't see. My bed is super messy and Bobby's being adorable. What was I saying? negotiating. They told me no, which, if you think about it, was my worst fear in the negotiating process. They're going to say no. And then they did. And nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. On one of those jobs, I was like, fine. I don't want this job. Moved on. Kept looking. Found a better job. And in the other situation, they said no to the negotiating. And I said, yes, I'll take the job, knowing that I was getting the best offer that I could for the job. And I wasn't leaving anything on the table. I knew exactly where I stood. And I felt confident that that was the right next step for me. Even if we couldn't negotiate a higher salary, I still felt happy with what they offered me. I think, like, after that experience, I need to stop being afraid of it, right? I need to stop being afraid of it because nothing bad happened. My worst fear happened. They said no, and nothing bad happened. And I think that's what a lot of fears are like, is that obviously there's, like, dangerous things, like fear of your parachute not deploying and then you die. Like, okay, the consequence on that one is you die. But on these more, like, everyday fears, we need to, like, take a step back and see, like, what actually is the worst that could happen? And am I prepared to face that? And if I am, then why am I so afraid of it? Okay, so for the second part of this fear of rejection, I want to talk about, like, putting yourself out there. I put myself out there basically every day, like, with my art, with this podcast. I'm constantly creating things, and I get a lot of mean comments. Okay, not a lot, but I have experienced waves of mean comments. Maybe nobody likes my video. Maybe I don't get hardly any views. Like, those are all forms of rejection, right? And it does hurt initially, but then if you take a step back and you ask yourself, like, do these comments even understand what I'm talking about? Maybe nobody's liking my video, but I'm still proud of it. Maybe nobody saw my video, but I'm still proud of it. And once you take your self-worth out of the equation, once you take the pride you have over that work out of the equation, like, what is even left in that rejection? Nothing. If you don't give the rejector power over your self-worth, over the value of the things you're making, then the rejector has no power. And with anything that you make, I'm really talking to the creators here, the makers, with anything you make or participate in, you will always find your people, right? And so I think about, like, I've been making a lot of zines over the last 6 months, basically. And none of those videos ever did that well on Instagram. Like, I'm not a viral zine maker, right? You don't really get into zines for virality. But once I was at Zine Fest, I made so many connections with people that cared about zines, liked my zines, connected with the zines, resonated with the zines. And that was infinitely more important than any like or comment or share or view on the videos I was making about my zines. Like, that's where the genuine value comes from. And so that's why I continue to post, because I'm not really scared of rejection online anymore, because that has very little power over how proud I am of my projects. So it's kind of late today. I am going to keep Minecrafting, and I'll check back in a few seconds / a few Minecraft days and talk about fear of failure and where I'm at with my cave quest. Alrighty, so it's been a few days in Minecraft, more than a few, and I've made great progress on my Minecraft cave quest. And before I jump into, did I actually conquer my fear of the Minecraft caves, let's talk a little bit about fear of failure. I think one of the toughest interview questions and maybe one of the dumbest ones, is like, what was the time that you failed and what did you learn? Because hopefully you haven't had like a huge failure like that. I always have a hard time with that question, but there's definitely been plenty of times where I planned an event and nobody came, and then and that's like work related, or in my like personal life, so many sewing fails where I like will spend the whole night working on a project and it just doesn't turn out at all. I can remember this one project. I was trying to make my own outfit for the Eras tour, and everyone was buying these sequins dresses off of Amazon and to kind of match her outfit from Antihero. And I thought to myself, oh, that's just a rectangle. Like, I can make that. And I think I saw some videos of people DIYing it. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. The fabric alone was about like $70. So already we were like double the cost of just buying the dress outright. And I had never worked with sequin fabric, and it was a disaster. There was sequins everywhere. There was sequins covering my entire body because every time I cut the fabric, bits would fly off and then they would stick to my skin. And then I tracked it all over the house too as I was trying to clean myself off. It was like a bomb, like just glitter bomb everywhere. And at the end of the night, I sewed it all. I didn't even break my needle, which that was a huge warning to people that were trying this craft or project, was the glitter, the sequins can break your needle. Didn't break a needle, but the dress was just awful and it was so hot. It was suffocating. I think it did fit me, but it just fit really weird. It was really bunchy, and I probably spent like 6 hours or more working on that dress. So, I mean, a lot of lessons learned from sewing. Anytime I do a sewing fail, I will come out with more knowledge than I started, of course. And that kind of applies to every failure, is you'll usually have some lessons learned. And that's what's the important part, right? And then I always think, like, it was fine. It was okay. You always make it through, and you make it through for the better, and you are a better version of yourself after getting through that failure. So I think like that's the main thing of like why we shouldn't be afraid of failure, why we should embrace failure even. And then the last thing that failure makes you really good at is pivoting. I think the other reason I struggle to like think about examples of when I failed is because fail sounds like a really strong word. But then I think about any coding project I've ever done. You go to run it, and then the compiler spits out 10 different errors. It doesn't work. That would be technically a failure. And because part of computer science is getting through all of those errors and learning and trying to solve that problem one problem at a time, you learn to pivot really fast. So I failed countless times with my coding, but I learned to pivot just like that. Like snap, snap, get to the next solution, try this, try this, try this. And eventually you get through those errors and then your code is running smoothly. Or maybe your solution just wasn't the right approach. Maybe it's more of a logic kind of situation, a logic error. And you pivot away from that and you try a different solution. And you become smarter because of that. You become light on your feet. You know how to code one solution in many different ways. And I think like that's also why I'm not really scared of failure, because you can always pivot and pivot fast to the point where you don't even really recognize it as a failure. It was just one attempt and then you try again. And then the last thing I want to say about fear of failure is for the overthinkers, because I am definitely an overthinker. And I will even start spiraling about, what if I fail in the future? What about my future goals? What if I never achieve them? And I'm just like, well, what if I never actually publish my book that I'm working on? And that's one of my life goals, publish a book before I'm 30. And then I tell myself, like, whoa, when have you ever set a goal like that for yourself and not done everything you could to achieve it? If you're like me, never. You always create a plan. You always create a plan and you execute on that plan. And if it's a good plan, you're going to get to the end goal. And so it just comes back to trusting yourself, trusting that your experience will help you get through and that you've created a good plan to achieve your goals and that you'll be able to pivot if you do encounter any type of failure. And yeah, so I would say fear of failure. We've got so many different ways to get around that. I think it kind of ties into how I conquered my fear of the caves is I asked myself, I'm like, okay, what am I so scared of in the caves? It's spooky down there. There's creepers, there's mobs. Something can attack you when you're not looking and you can lose all your progress and die. I was like, okay, well, what if I just go down there and I don't care if I die? Which obviously you cannot do that in real life, but this is a game. And so in a type of exposure therapy, I just took down like 10 to 16 torches. And my only goal was to light up the cave. And honestly, because I'm doing this Minecraft run so different than I usually do, I've been very low on food. So I didn't really have food. So I'm like, if I die, that's honestly better because then I don't have to eat to regain my health. And then I just spawn back with all my stuff, grab more torches, and then head back down to the caves. So I probably did that no return type quest. I probably did that quest like maybe 7 to 10 times to light up this cave because holy crap. Like after the caves and cliffs update, the caves in Minecraft are huge and they're scary. They're very dark. I was squinting. I could not see the end of the cave. And the ceilings are pitch black too. Like they're so high that I can't even light up torches up there. So it was very daunting to light up this cave. And I did help the village across the river from me. They built their village on top of a mountain that had a bunch of caves in it. Villagers, right? And so I went and helped them. I torched up their caves, made sure that there weren't any zombies lurking to hurt the villagers. And that just helped me realize, like, I can handle a cave if it's small and contained, because then you'd know exactly what's coming towards you. It's easy to keep lighting it up in a path. But this cave was so huge and cavernous. There's a lot of surface to cover. And so, yeah, I did this mission where I just went down with torches. If I died, I died. If I didn't, I would go back up and get more torches. And eventually, I lit up enough of the cave where I could start like actually mining the and getting loot. And I got a full stack of iron. Never when I'm doing a Minecraft run by myself do I ever have enough iron. It's always scarce. I'm always like creating mines myself. I'm never going in caves. Making mines, trying to get iron. I never have enough of it. I have a full set of iron armor now. I have a full stack of iron. And then I was like, okay, what is my benchmark to say that I did succeed this quest? Like, obviously I'm in the cave, but at what point have I actually conquered the cave, conquered my fear of the cave? And at first it was just getting to the other side of the cave where there was a mine shaft and kind of exploring in there, getting some loot from the mine shaft. But once I had created this strategy of like, I don't care if I die, I did that so fast. I went through the mine shaft. It was kind of lame. There was only one chest and no like dungeons or loot beyond that. And so then I didn't really feel satisfied. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get a full stack of iron in this cave. That will be pretty much like I've conquered it. Like, I can go down there, no problem, get the stuff I need and get out. That's pretty clear that I've conquered the fear. And so I'm working on that. And then I see diamond And I'm like, okay, that's pretty clear. If I get diamonds in the cave, like, I've conquered the cave. Never. Like, getting diamonds for me in Minecraft when I'm on a solo world is so rare. And I'm saying, like, on a solo world because most of my childhood memories are playing Minecraft with my siblings and my family on our Minecraft server. And when I would play with my brother, like, I love my brother so much, and I have so many good memories of playing Minecraft with him. But he would always go in the mines, and then I was always in charge of the farm. And that's how I liked it. He would fill up our chest with iron, I would fill up our chest with bread. And it worked. I made beautiful farms, and we never were low on food like I am now because there was a beautiful farm established. So it's very rare that I have this many resources this early in the game. But I'm very proud of myself. I got those diamonds. It was a cluster of 7 diamonds, which is super lucky, I think. It could have been as few as one, or maybe, like, more commonly, like 3 or 4. So I'm really happy with that haul. And then after I got the diamonds, I was thinking back on, like, how I got there, like, my progress. And I was remembering how many trips I did into the cave where I wasn't wearing any armor, didn't have a sword, just went in with, like, a stone pick and the torches, and how many zombies I fended off, just, like, nonchalant, like, okay, buddy, back off. I'm trying to put torches down. Like, I truly had no fear in facing the zombies and the skeletons. I watched, like, I was just chilling in the cave and I watched two skeletons battle each other. And I was like, okay, y'all duke it out. I'll take on the whoever's left, and then I'll keep putting my torches down. And I think, like, that's how you can conquer almost any fear, is just figure out a little strategy, how to do a little bit of exposure therapy, a baby step towards conquering the fear. And then before you know it, you'll be, like, at that point where I was, where you're just, like, chilling. You have no fear. And so I'm very proud of myself. I have diamonds now, and I am completely hooked back on Minecraft. I think I'm gonna be in my, like, Minecraft phase for a while on this world specifically, because I think I have a really good setup and I want to keep building out my house and a farm. Finally, I can work on the farm. Yeah, I'm very optimistic. I'm optimistic about my Minecrafting, but also just life in general. I feel like I'm at a really good spot and kind of, like, fearless. Honestly, can conquer anything. Now that I've conquered the caves, I could conquer anything. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, please leave a like. If you're listening and watching on YouTube, if you're on Spotify or Apple, give me a rating and make sure to follow the podcast. Thank you so much to everyone who's subscribed and following. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad that you're getting something from this podcast. It brings me a lot of joy to be sharing my life with you this way. Yeah, I'll catch you in another couple weeks. Bye.